All right, let's lighten up, have some fun. We're going to talk about movies, although this is crazy. Holy moly. The Center Film Festival is next week, and our friend Pearl Gluck joins us.
Good morning.
You found us. Good.
I found you.
Or you refound us or something
crazy.
Like that. All right.
I could bring 110 films to Center Film Festival, but I can't find your building.
Okay.
You found it.
Holy.
You're well hidden.
We are well hidden.
Pearl, this is getting amazing. All right.
Now it's crazy.
You brought us in. There was a program, all right, like a physical.
Yeah, it's physical, and it's all over town. We're trying to get it to everywhere, but people can always write us and be like, "Hey, I want one of those programs," or just come to one of the films. They'll be there.
This 120-page program.
That's right.
What is this film festival? Holy smokes! This is gigantic. Now, is crazy.
What?
No, you were about to say. No, I have a follow-up question.
I think the bottom line is we're trying to give people the experience of what it is when you have Fest Week in town. We know Arts Fest, and we want to give people that experience with films. So at any given time, if you're like, I want to catch a movie, I want to know what's trending, I want to know what's interesting, or I'm interested in something specific, they could just open this program and be like, oh, good, yeah, no, I am free at 11:30 a.m. I'd love to get a cup of coffee, go to the UEC and watch a film. Or, you know, I'll do my lunch and movie thing over at the Foster on campus. So that's what we're doing this time. It's the first year that we have gone all in. So that if you ever go to, like, the Toronto Film Festival or Sundance or South by Southwest or anything like that, it's a very similar experience, and we can do that here, and this is what this experience is. So I just say take advantage of it. Even if you see one movie, just because there's 120,
yep,
you have officially fested.
You have a chance to fest.
Exactly.
You got to fest.
You got to fest. And you can bring the kids. We have a lot of kid-friendly stuff. Some that we say are kid-friendly because it's, like, 100%. Kid-friendly, or at least it's New York Children's International Film Festival approved or whatever. But then there's some you make your own choice, you know, whatever it is you want your kids to know about or experience or stories you want them to hear or see, bring them.
Now, this is cool because it brings in all kinds of talent from all kinds of places.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to focus a little bit on what we have to offer right here in this area.
That's right.
I do think it is truly amazing. We talk about this every now and then, obviously with the athletic community. Certainly, I think we are seeing it with the music community locally. We have some remarkably talented musicians.
Agreed.
But I think under the radar, mm-hmm, is some amazing talent we have, and that Penn State has produced that has gone on and had wild success,
yeah,
beyond Happy Valley here. But I do think maybe a little underappreciated is how remarkable the film-making talent is right here in Center County.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I agree with you. And this year is the first year we've had so many Made in PA films. It's incredible.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And this is something, has this been purposely cultivated over time?
It has, actually. I swear I didn't give you that question to ask me, but thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, no, it is remarkable,
yeah,
to see the growth, and I mean, Pittsburgh has actually become,
that's right,
a very popular place for
yeah,
movies to be filmed.
Well, a lot of it has to do with understanding what film can do for community, like filmmaking, and I agree with you, there's the talent here, and now with Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Sports and Entertainment Alliance there at Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, we have this kind of mission to make sure that people understand what it does. So, for example, if you have, you know, a carpentry business, if you're a seamstress, if you're somebody who is a trucker or anything along those lines, we need those industries in order to make film successful on a bigger scale in your area. That's what Pittsburgh figured out. And it's pretty amazing what's going on there. Sometimes it starts with something like a festival because you watch the stuff and slowly you're like, wait, we can do this and we are doing this. And so we have a whole Made in PA section that's completely focused on that. Plus more and more people are staying here. I have, even now that I've been here more than a decade, like I actually have students that have chosen to stay here and work here. People that met at the festival who are now working together, like Spark Pixel, for example, they have a couple people that they've met through the festival. Festival, and they work here. Brian Conyers, who put together our teaser, which you could see on our website, it's amazing. He has a company here and works here. So we're engaging filmmakers more and more. And as you know, because I've worked with your kid, you know, I'm a filmmaker, and I know how important it can be to have an infrastructure. So we're working on that a lot. And actually, our closing night ceremony really focuses on that. We're bringing Senator Camara Bartolotta to come and accept the first ever Keystone Visionary Award, because her focus is workforce development, which is literally what we're talking about. Film is fun. I want to talk about film, and film is fun. But it's also work, and one of the things I also tell my students is, look, let's talk about the creative for sure, but let's talk about how that feeds into you putting food on your table. And I think as a town and as an area, Central Pennsylvania, or even just the county, that's what we need to be thinking about, is how do we use this festival, which of course is fun for end users, come watch movies, eat popcorn, but it's also an industry piece. Like, you know, people get picked up at festivals, and we're sort of trying to cultivate that and bring that over, make this a destination, and also start educating people. This is what it takes to make movies here.
And honestly, just outside looking in, it feels like this area, if you are looking to make a film of just about any kind, like downtown now is starting to get more of a big city feel. So if you're like, we need an urban feel, well, you have some taller buildings. I think you can at least get that effect. But my God, the valleys, the farmland, I mean, the opportunities here for some really beautiful settings for movies.
100%.
Has got to be as good as anywhere.
Yeah, and that's a filmmaker. When they do come here, other filmmakers come here from other places, they notice that here, and then that gives filmmakers here an opportunity to talk to other filmmakers.
Yeah.
And I think also when we're bringing in, like if you look at the Meet the Guest section, if we're bringing them in, they're meeting our students. And if they're meeting our students, there's opportunity for networking and then bringing them back here to make films. And actually, there's a film called Don't Be Late, Myra, which I didn't think had any connection at all to Pennsylvania. And it turns out she wrote me. We invited her to come with her film. And that's on Saturday at the Roland. And she's like, oh, I love Phillipsburg. We've shot our previous film there. So I'm telling you, it's happening. Like, it blew my mind. And then someone else interviewed me the other day for a story, and then she said, I went to opening night last year, and I cried all night afterwards. I was so connected to that film. So it's beginning to happen. Like, people are beginning to see what they can do with this platform, the film festival. Like I said, come, watch movies, chill out, go home. 100%. That's what we want. We want to engage with an audience. We're not making films not to engage with people. And they can either change you or just entertain you for the moment. You have some, you know, you feel relevant. You watch sports on films that we're showing. But for the industry question that you're asking me, it's happening. Like, a platform like this is great for our historic theaters. Like, the Roland hopefully is getting pulled more into vision as to see what we have here, these incredible places. Phillipsburg is trying to develop a little bit more. You know, Dead Canary is working with us on an after party, so they're making their own brew for us, you know. Yeah. RJ's is giving us free apps if you order a drink, if you went to the festival. Who doesn't love that?
Of course.
And then there's, of course, places all around town here in State College that, you know, like Three Dots and Manny's and Happy Valley Live. Has anyone been there yet?
Fantastic.
He's incredible. So he's given us the place for two nights. So come and join us there for after parties. Yeah. So my point is, like, that's, like, he was talking about the music industry. Like, that's what it takes, is to realize that film, we need content and we need crew. And both of those things is right here already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to work that hard. It's just a matter of getting the producers and the directors aware that that's what we have to offer, and that's part of the mission here.
Wow. All right, now for folks who don't know, who are you?
Who am I?
Tell us about you.
These days I don't even know.
Who are you?
So you mean like introduce myself?
Yeah, there you go.
I think at this point you're, you know, dedicated listeners have already heard me every year. This is probably one of my favorite shows to come to and chat with you guys.
Cool.
My name is Pearl. I am a film professor at Penn State at the Belisario College. And actually this year I'm Penn State laureate, so it's literally my job to go around and preach.
I was going to say, what does that mean,
Penn
State laureate?
It actually means, like, go travel to the Commonwealth campuses, which I'm going to do in the spring. And this year I worked really hard to try and get the Commonwealth campuses here. Like, for example, we not only gained a new filmmaker, but a programming intern from the York campus. So he's coming in with a bus. He started a film club out at the York campus, and he's coming in with a bus. So that's what it means. It means, like, go out there, connect with students and faculty in the community around our Commonwealth campuses. So I'll do that in the spring with Best of the Fest films and my storytelling approaches and techniques. But I already started on the high school level because I'm working with Galaxy and CIU 10 with the five counties, or I think maybe six now, that they represent. So I'm their resident artist, I guess. And so we already did one session teaching them storytelling. Skazzy was there, and Mo Valley, Moshannon Valley High School was there, and Clearfield. It was pretty cool. So that's what it means.
Neat. All right.
Yeah.
Pearl, now, I mean, you obviously have a passion. How did you initially, like, what drew you to, I'm assuming it was when you were a kid, because I don't know how you could have this kind of passion and not have it start very, very early.
I don't know. It's a very good question. I ask myself these days especially, what was I thinking? But I know what I was thinking. It's all the stuff I was just talking about. But I just remember the other day that one of my favorite toys, and I have very few memories of childhood. Like, some of us remember everything, and I only remember some images of walking around with the Fisher-Price television set, that plastic one, and I'm not going to tell you from which era, because I'm not going to date myself here. Oh, yeah, you know what I'll tell you. The late 70s. Walking around with that Fisher-Price television set. So at some point, it might be how I was hardwired, but I got into it through storytelling, because the tradition that I come from, which is super ultra-Orthodox Hasidic, which, of course, I'm not Hasidic anymore, but it's deeply entrenched in storytelling. Like, you hear about this, like, you know, peyote traditions, Native American traditions, African traditions. There's so many traditions of oral telling. Like, you're supposed to tell stories to connect with people. We do it all the time over beer or whatever, you know, or even while you're watching your sports shows. But this is literally a tradition of Hasidic storytelling. So I was very drawn to that. And then the next thing you know, I'm like taking pictures. And then the next thing you know, I'm doing a film, and I'm asking myself, what was I thinking? So here I am today continuing to do that and also encouraging others to do the same.
Pretty cool. Now let's get the basics.
Sure.
All right. Dates.
Dates.
I want to say places. Yes. I'm losing track of places.
No, it's easy.
Here.
It's super easy, actually. It feels overwhelming, which I take as a compliment.
Yeah.
But just know that at any given time during the day, if you have time during festival week, use it to come and watch these films. Some of them have already been submitted to the Oscars by certain countries. So, like, you know, or just, like, be random and experience something. But basically, we have an at-a-glance calendar. It's on our website. It's also in the books, which we're happy to send your way or let you know. Like, Webster's has a bunch. It's all over campus. You can come and find this building. I'm going to leave a stack here. If you find this building, you get a book. You've earned it. So, basically, it's...
And by the way, bring some bacon, would you?
You should have told me that. You would have smelled me down the hallway, and then you could have found me.
Yeah, we would have come out
exactly.
Right away.
That's what I'm saying. All right, now what to do next year. So basically, it's Sunday is our pre-fest tailgate, which is our Penn State students. And then Monday through Sunday, 10th through 16th, pretty much from 11:30 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. And on Friday at 10 o'clock, we're actually showing one more movie, and it's kind of like a bit of a horror thriller type film made here in Pennsylvania. It's the world premiere. They're bringing their crew. So come hang out at the UEC late at night on Friday, if, you know, put the kids to bed and then get a babysitter, of course, and then come over. Those are the basics. It's here. It's totally and completely free for students. And of course, we never turn anyone away at the door. So just come. Watch a movie. And it's at about seven different venues, and that's all, again, on our website. Super easy to find.
Is there anything, obviously, we want you to come and watch as many films as you can. Nobody is going to be able to watch all of them because some of them are going on at the same time at different locations and all of that. Is there anything that you are especially, it's like, man, I can't believe we got this, or that you're just looking forward to either seeing yourself or maybe seeing the reaction of the audience if you go to
it? Well, we've seen them all already,
okay.
Me and the members of the programming committee. Yes, there's a lot of them for different reasons. Some I'm super excited about because they're Pennsylvania films, some because they're already submitted to the Oscars and I'm thrilled that they're coming. I'm very excited about our visiting guests. Like, I think that's the thing. You go to meet our guests and you see, like, should I be meeting Jack Elhai, who wrote the book and then helped with the screenplay for Nuremberg, because he's coming. And you can ask him questions about that film. So if you're interested in seeing Nuremberg, you may as well come during the festival and meet the writer behind it. So that's the kind of, that is what I encourage people to do. And the award ceremony is going to be amazing. We have Saturday Night Live director over 16 years. Don Roy King is coming.
Wow.
And Jerry Johnson is coming, who's from Harlem and Survival of the Thickest. She's an incredible actress who was at the School of Theater here. And, yeah, so I think if you're trying to pick maybe two things, pick one movie and come to the awards ceremony, because I think that's where you're going to meet some of these really. And plus, you can really yuck it up on the red carpet. Who doesn't love doing that? Get your red carpet best and come on out. And I will say that if you get on our website, we do have a button called Sports on Screen. I know that's for your audience. And there's this incredible film about Judoku. Is that what it's called? It's like wrestling in Iran. It's so good.
Oh,
and
yes,
it is trending for the Oscars. So you could be the one that said, oh, I went and I saw it. And it's produced and it's directed by the guy that won the short Oscar award a few years ago for his film called Skin. So that film is coming. And there's a running film early in the morning, which is how runners like it.
Yes, indeed.
Right? Called Seconds Away. So, yeah. And then for Veterans Day, I want to invite our veterans out. We're doing two very specific films for Veterans Day. One is Row of Life, about a Marine Paralympian. Brilliant film. And then, of course, Nuremberg as for Veterans Day. And this year we're kicking off the Disability on Screen Award. We've never done that before. And we have like five really incredible films that look at that.
Now, people just show up. They buy tickets. What do you do?
Well, if you want, listen, if you're the kind of person who's like, this sounds really cool, I just want to support, I might come to one or two, but let me buy an all-access pass. Like this, I'm covered, and I'm also supporting. That's wonderful. We're not for profit. You can write it off. But truly, you can literally just show up before the film. In most cases, there should be tickets available, especially at the Roland, which has 1,000 seats, and the State Theater, which has like 400. But, I think you'd be all right to just show up. But if you want, you can reserve online. We work with a platform called Eventive. Don't get too overwhelmed by the technical. If it's too overwhelming, just give up and come, and we'll find you a spot. And that's it. Yeah, just show up. It's the movies. Just show up. Yeah.
Now, I guess when most people think movies, they think about a 2-hour production.
Yeah.
That's not, you don't have 102-hour productions, right?
No, we don't. We also show shorts.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons people like to go to film festivals from the consumer side, because you get to see cool shorts for two reasons. One, they're interesting. And two, because you could say, oh, I saw their short before they got big. Because we all start with shorts, yeah. So in the industry side, filmmakers want to show their shorts because, again, then they can show traction going to festivals all over the world, and then that helps them pitch their feature. So at a festival, typically, you watch a short before a feature. So every feature, every, like the two-hour movie you're talking about, hour and a half, two-hour film, has a short right before it that we try to curate, put together, so that it has this sort of interesting collab feel to it. Yeah, and And some of them are just shorts. Like, you might come to a block, like especially the college and high school films are only shorts. So you can come and see those.
High school kids.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Making movies.
Oh, yeah. We got close to 350 films from all over the world that are high school and college films.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
and we have a high school award and a college award. We have a jury of students who choose those awards. And then we have, of course, an industry jury for the other awards. But, yeah, no, Azerbaijan sent us a film. Mexico, Romania. It's incredible. Croatia.
How'd they find out about you?
I don't know. There's five people coming from Croatia to State College as their trip to America. Let's show them a good time. And they're going to go visit Skazdi. They're high schoolers. Like, a high school filmmaker did a call out to their village in Croatia to help support their trip to a film festival in the United States. And guess which film festival that
Incredible.
Is? Ours. And we're showing it during the college and high school shorts. So come and meet them and show them what we're talking about. Like you said earlier, like, what do we have to offer? That's what we have to offer. There's a village that raised funds to send five people over here from Croatia.
Wow.
How much do I love that? And Skazdi's going to welcome them in the morning, during one of their classes. And it happens to be a class where the other high school filmmaker, when we say we're going international, we mean it. We've got a Pennsylvania Skazdi filmmaker meeting another high school filmmaker from Croatia. And that's what we're talking about.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
That's
all right.
We're doing it. And that's not, you know, that's all the hard work everyone's been putting in. And for all of you who've showed up in the past, we thank you because you're giving us the traction to keep moving forward and come out. And like I said, if you have a couple hours to spare one day through the week, well, then coming fast.
Incredible opportunity.
All right, let's take a break right here. Again, our guest is Pearl Gluck from the Center Film Festival. I just want to talk about movies.
Sure, let's do it.
When we come back from this break.
All right.
All right, folks, you're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to talk movies when we come back after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts?
Mm-mm-mm.
So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Again, we'll have a little open phone time coming up. We're talking films, the Center Film Festival coming up the 10th through the 16th here. And going to be pretty cool. Just saying.
I'm excited.
All right, again, we're joined by Pearl Gluck, who's in charge of this. Although somewhere here in the program, it has your whole staff. And
it's like a lot of pages.
You could have a football team or something.
That's right.
I mean, how many people are involved with
It's incredible. Yeah, we call for interns early in mid-August and then early September. The mission of the film festival, we were just talking about it, front-facing, like the films and the people we bring. But the mission is also very true behind the camera, as they say. And so we basically engage interns from different colleges all over Penn State and not only University Park. And they get involved in all aspects of it so they could learn what it takes. And they learn either the business side or the tech side, the hosting people side, so hospitality. A ton of hard work is being done behind the scenes for social media. So they're learning a lot on the job almost. It's really intense for them, sometimes more difficult than they expected. But then there's this rewarding feeling like, okay, I know now what it's going to take if I ever get into this industry. Not just the filmmaking, but like if I just do social media, high pressure festival, you know, event planning type work. And so it's very exciting. And what I love is they walk away with something. Even if it's just one new friend, we've done our job. And then we have two first-year seminars dedicated to it as well. And those go up to 20 students per class. And literally, we just had our last class yesterday, and we celebrated them at Three Dots, and we packed swag bags and made badges. And, you know, and I said to them, I said, again, if you just walk away with the feeling that you never want to do this again, then you've accomplished something. If you walk away with the feeling that you've just, at least you met a new friend, we're good. But if you walk away and you go, oh my goodness, X, Y, or Z is really made for me, amazing. So that's what the experiential learning piece of it is, and that's why there's so many pages. And then we have like these tireless seasonal people that work with us, sometimes volunteer, like I'm a volunteer. But a lot of the people that you see on our team, they're seasonal, and we try and raise funds to be able to make it doable for them to dedicate their time to it. And this year, our designer is from Mexico, so I've never actually met her in person. And I sent her pictures from the wall of the Roland where you see this woman. She's been revealed a few years ago under the paint, and they discovered this drawing. I think they call it not a mural. There's another word for it. It's like not a gecko. It's like painted onto the, you know. And so we gave that to her. We showed her the wallpaper. We showed her this plinth that she's standing on. And she just went ahead and reimagined it. And we actually had a student that did a first version of this. Josh Harper is like incredibly talented himself, and he's on our design team. So, you know, there's constant engagement between the professionals and then the students that are working really hard. And in fact, one of our first-year students is now, two of them actually, have been promoted to intern because they're constantly working with us. They get the vision and they're into it. You know, they realize November 17th, chill again. You know what I mean? But until then, we're all in and they're doing it. Like, it's incredible.
Now, most of the venues either are downtown here or on Penn State campus.
That's right.
But you've got the Roland.
And the UEC.
Okay, the Roland's in Phillipsburg.
That's right.
Now, the UEC is...
Right here.
That's the one near the Nittany Mall.
That's the one.
So, call it the edge of town.
Edge of town.
All right.
So incredibly generous.
I notice you've got a shuttle. You have a free shuttle service from the Roland to State College and back.
All day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we tried our best to time it. I hope we didn't mess that up. We tried our best to time it so that it gets you to the film or gets you home from a film that you've chosen to do.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Right. We, like I said, it's very mission driven. I want it to be accessible. That's also why we do virtual. So the Commonwealth campuses can watch. Anyone in Pennsylvania, in fact, can watch anything on our virtual film festival from November 10th, and we're extending it to the 21st. So if you missed something and it's playing, just if you're the type of person that wants to be like, I'm going to hit as many of these films as possible, then click on the screening in person button on our website and hit those first, because those are only playing in person.
Okay.
Like, for example, All the Empty Rooms is going to be on Netflix minutes after our festival. There's no way they're letting that on virtual. They're barely giving us a copy to show you in person. You know, Predators, Paramount picked it up. And actually, Patrick Plaisance, who teaches in our college, he wrote a whole chapter on To Catch a Predator? Is that the show?
Yeah.
He wrote a whole chapter on it. So he's going to be giving us the talk after the film Predators, which exposes what went on behind the scenes. And that's at the Roland. So you want to come see that, you just get on the shuttle and then you don't have to worry about parking or whatever. And so that's not only in the book, but on our website.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't mentioned the website address.
So easy.
Which is?
Center Like Our County. Yeah. Someone somewhere decided to spell that C-E-R-N-T-R-E.
We got to be different.
Make life interesting. So centerfilm.org.
That's it.
Easy breezy. And if you follow us on Instagram, and Facebook, we're constantly updating you there. You can also sign up for our newsletter. So, you know, yeah, it's a lot, but, you know. you guys have a lot of interests out here, so we have to make sure to hit as many of them as possible. We have Pride on screen. We have refugees, migrations, and immigration. We're celebrating Native American History Month. And like I said, specifically for your listeners, we have a sports on screen section and a sports on screen jury. Yes, cool. So we give out a sport. Right. I think we might be one of the only film festivals on this earth that gives out a sports on screen award.
Oh, no.
Well, seriously? Someone should Google that and call you guys in your call-in show and correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to say one of the only. How about it? Uh-huh. There are sports film festivals. Those don't count. I'm talking about a general film festival that gives a sports on-screen award.
I mean, there's lots of sports-related movies out there.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
And we love those here. So we are, you know, and they're from all over the world, so you get to watch what's, you know. This one, Tatami, which is playing on Friday night, that stayed with me a very long time after I watched it. You know what else did? Mr. Nobody against Putin. I mean, all these films are incredible.
That was the name of the movie?
It's about, for my teachers out there, it's about a teacher who's supposed to do videoing in their school, like, you know, all his life in Russia. That was his job. He loved storytelling. He was working with his kids. And then Putin started to require certain changes in the curriculum. And during this Ukrainian invasion, during the war, which is still ongoing, unfortunately, and he found himself asking some questions through the camera that was getting himself into big trouble. And that's why it's called Mr. Nobody. He's Mr. Nobody against Putin. And now, of course, obviously, he's not in Russia anymore. I don't know exactly where he is, and maybe we keep it that way. Because this film, which is interesting because he is hilarious. So you're finding yourself laughing and crying at the same time. And what I think is super relevant is all of us have been to school one way or another. Some of us are teachers. All of us care about how we're raising our kids. Right? Or nieces or nephews, if you don't have your own. Or just our next generation, let's put it that way. And we're concerned about what's going to happen in this country and how much engagement, you know, like, for example, in 2 days from now, we're showing the librarians, it's asking similar questions. Like, what do you mean these books can't be in the library? Like, I don't agree with those books, but they should be there, you know, and this is, so this film, even though it feels like it's happening in Russia, because it is, there's kind of some chilling elements there. So that film stuck with me. And Tatami, the one about the wrestling, the women wrestling. Because first of all, I was raised super religious and I'm not. This woman is like in her hijab wrestling and so committed. You asked me why I'm so excited about film. This person, like and it's a fictionalized character, but I know it's based on some real people. Like, people are so committed to wanting to do sports. They make it work. And that's what this film's about, is like how, you know, as an athlete, you're so passionate and you can't let anything get in the way. And Iran, the Iranian government, is forcing her to lose the game, and she doesn't want to lose the game. They're trying to fix it for their particular reasons. And she doesn't want to because she wants to wrestle. It's incredible. And I think a lot of athletes here can come. And I'm trying to think if people can bring their kids if they're in, you know, on wrestling and judo. Judoku, is that? It's judo, isn't it?
Yeah.
And judo, thank you. Judo, can you tell? I'm not a wrestler.
No idea.
But bring your kid. You know, you could look at the content. From my memory, I don't see an issue with bringing teenagers to that one.
All right. What makes a good movie? You teach film and movies.
Oh, my goodness.
What makes a good movie?
You want
you're excited
answer.
About all those movies you just mentioned. What makes a good movie? Is there a formula?
No.
There's no formula.
You're asking me?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm only going to give you my opinion.
Fine.
Okay. Authenticity. If I believe I'm not being gimmicked or someone's not trying something to be cool or hip or whatever, if I believe that there's a really deep connection between the filmmaker or / storyteller and this film, and you'll feel it because then you'll know it's speaking to you, even if it's happening in a whole other part of the country, that to me makes a good movie. So you can laugh, you can cry, you could be thrilled, you could be petrified. Those are all genres. Doesn't matter. Animation, doesn't matter. Experimental. But if it feels like there's at the core a connection to that person's gut and what they've actually been through and why their why is extremely clear to me through watching this film, I won't even have to wonder because I'm already moved. That's why we connect to films, because we've been through something universally similar to what that person's going through, being broken up with, losing someone they love, that kind of stuff.
All right. Does Hallmark make good movies?
Sometimes. Sometimes. It's a little tougher with Hallmark because they're very, I consider Hallmark client-driven work. No offense, Hallmark, and you should still call me if you were intending to hire me, but to make movies for your channel.
What does that mean, client-driven?
It means they're concerned, they need to hit a certain missive. Client-driven work, which is not it's not a negative thing. It's wonderful, and it puts food on our table as artists. We love it. So that by no means am I poo-pooing it. But the why is connected to what you were hired to do versus what you're driven to do. So we were just talking earlier about this woman. She's being asked to throw the match, right? That's client-driven. Whereas if you get there on the mat and you're fighting for your reasons, that's your own work. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So that's my meter is, am I moved? And if I'm moved, why? Now, can I love a film because of the technique that they're used? Absolutely. Can I learn something from films that are more kind of on the gimmicky side or just following the rules of how this sort of film is made? Sure. And sometimes you just, like, I always say, like, I have my candy. Like, the stuff that I'm watching but not watching, like reality shows that are just in the background, or like, let me chill. But that doesn't, you ask what makes a compelling film. That's not, like, something that's going to pull me in so I can't also do other things in the meantime. That's a good film. And that's because it's drawing me in because of its authenticity.
All right. Now, I just saw a blurb last night.
Okay.
For, you know, this past weekend. Mm. If you go to, you know, big movie theaters, big movies.
Sure.
All right, the big ones. Apparently, they had a terrible weekend.
I heard.
Over the weekend.
I heard it's all so much buzz about that. I don't know why. There are plenty of terrible weekends.
I was going to say, is the how is the movie business right now?
I'm not, unfortunately for me, I'm not in that game. Though, again, I welcome all invitations to that game. But I do think we are, and that's the other reason this festival is important to me, is I think we're forgetting about the community piece of storytelling. Like, we all have our phones and our gadgets, and we're watching things, and that's good, too. I'm not at all saying don't continue to engage with storytelling on your phones and through TikTok or whatever, but I'm also saying we're forgetting the part where we sit next to someone and we laugh together or we cry together or we're moved together and we're chomping on popcorn together. And then, of course, in the case of festivals, you get to talk to the filmmakers as well. So that's that community aspect and filling a room that's filled with seats and has a history with the pillars and the red carpet and all of that. That's something we should not allow to become extinct. I think that community engagement, that cathartic communal experience, I think we're getting so divided and cruel to each other in ways that I think are informed by our phones, the likes and the dislikes, the doing something without having some kind of, you know, feedback. Like, sometimes you find, like, young people are just looking at you, and I have to keep reminding them, I'm actually live. Like, you can react to me. Like, I'm not on your phone. So I think what's happening is we're getting separated from each other, and it's causing us to become a little more cruel. And I think it's super important for us to connect and see some form of, what's the word I'm looking for? When you do something, there's an effect on another human being. And we can see that when we're in communal spaces together. Because we're human and we all share that one deep desire for dignity and connection. And, like, these are kind of deep thoughts in a way, like deep thoughts with Jack Handy here. But but my point is, you know, we're forgetting that. And because we're forgetting that, some of us still go to the theater. I say come back. You don't have to do anything. You can just sit there in your, you know, sweats and chill out and eat. But just being there, you know what I'm talking about right now if you're hearing this. Like, there's that nice sense that, good, glad I got out of the house. I'm not alone, even if you're there alone. And I'm in community. It actually used to be my most favorite thing to do when I was cutting school in my high school years. I'd sneak out of my high school and go watch movies. I took a mile and a half walk. Don't tell the Hasidic community I was doing that. Speaking of your passion, you asked me about my passion. I was literally cutting school and going to the movies. Don't do this, children.
Yes, do as I say.
Do as I say, not as I do.
All right, now, follow up.
Yeah.
We had a story a couple weeks ago. Somebody somewhere has invented an AI actress named Tilly Norwood.
Well, okay.
Who's young and attractive and so on, and I guess very talented.
Depends who you ask, I'm sure. But
she's not real.
Okay.
And they're trying to sell her to agents. They want to make movies with Tilly Norwood.
Right.
First off, what do you think about that? And second, if I write a really good story, in other words, I write a really good script, okay, and it's full of emotion and action and whatever, and I've got a really spiffy computer here that can turn things into pictures and so on, why is that a problem?
Well, see, under my earlier answer, right, you asked me what makes a good movie, and I said authenticity. Do I learn something when someone does that? Of course I do. I think if you run away from AI, I think you're going to be in trouble. I think we have to know it's there. I think we have to figure out how to authentically, if that's even possible, engage with it. If you want to make a movie with Tilly, I'm not going to stop you, but you better have a good why, a good reason you're doing this AI thing. We haven't currently accepted films with AI. We don't really have a policy on that yet. We'll deal with that for next year. And I don't think the answer is going to be no. I think the question is, how has it been used? Does it stay true to its storytelling? But I don't know. We're entering a new era. I think these are really, really good questions to ask. I don't exactly have an answer.
Well, the why? Money.
Yeah. Well, if the why is money, then we're back to client-driven. Right?
Yeah, okay.
If your why is to make money, we will feel it in the film. If your why is because of what you've been through as a kid, but you also are an entrepreneur who'd like to put food on your table, so you're going to do it in a certain way that gets you into the industry, go for it. But the why hasn't changed, which is that it's your grandmother, or it's something you've been through as a kid and you want to see something on screen you haven't seen yet, or it's because you want to make change. Like, I see you wearing a t-shirt to fight suicide. Like, someone might want to tell that story. That's a why I can get with. You know, but if your why is only to make, of course, we all want to make money,
yeah,
because we want to live life here and we want to be able to be viable artists who can support ourselves with our work. So our bottom line isn't necessarily to make money, but we absolutely, let's say this, our bottom line is to make money so we can keep doing our work. Thank you for supporting the arts.
Yes.
Let's get that out there. But the why of telling stories, you asked me what makes a good movie, the why of telling stories has to be authentic. It doesn't mean you can't do a Marvel comic. Like, if you look at Black Panther, Ryan did not get hired because he was making Marvel. He was doing work that was deep in his core. If you look at his early work,
yeah,
and they saw it and they said, that's what we want. Can you do this for Marvel? What do you got? And he said, I have Black Panther. Okay. So, and you can look this up for most, you know, you're only hearing about that 1%, right, of successful filmmakers in Hollywood. I get that. And then there's the 99% of us that are working, whether fabulous or not, but we're working and we're making work. That 1%, even if you look them up, they will have whys. Almost all of them. Even when, you know, is it Inuyasha did Gravity? His reason was because he felt that way as an immigrant in the United States. Now, what does that have to do with Gravity? To most people who watched it, not much, but maybe they felt like their sense of being left out was deeply connected in this, yeah, outer space story that was a cool genre of and doing really cool things creatively. But the fact that it connected with you has everything to do with the honesty and authenticity of the piece. And so you, that's my AI speech. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
There you go.
That was,
yeah,
a good one.
and so you have a week's worth of authentic,
I hope so,
shows.
I believe so.
Next week.
Yes, even from
just
high schoolers.
Through.
Come to the movies.
Yeah. There are so many intriguing,
yeah,
stories, and that's what's neat about this festival is there may be something that you've never thought of. I'm just reading through. There's a couple of things. I'm like, huh.
Like what?
I really would like to see that.
Which one? Which
more,
one?
More about it. There's a couple of them.
I learn a lot about people when I ask them this question. Which one speaks to you?
The Putin one,
yeah,
for sure.
That's a must-see.
I was just reading through more on that. There were a couple here. There's one that I want. My wife runs
She
runs the nonprofit that deals with mental health. So the one on the animated.
Is it Disabled, a Love Story?
The animated documentary, which that just,
yes,
in and of itself,
yeah,
I'm like, ooh.
And we intentionally program that after our high school master classes because it's good for kids to see too. And it's paired with something called Disposable Humanity.
Yes.
And it's this incredible trip that this filmmaker took to Auschwitz with people who are disabled and other places that are supposed to honor this story of the people who were first used to test gas chambers were people who were disabled. They were seen as disposable, basically. And he was talking about how if you're going to honor that history, why aren't you making it accessible? Couldn't get the wheelchair through the museum. They couldn't. So it's really powerful. It makes us all think about, you know, our own places in our own lives, like where are we keeping in mind accessibility and making sure that all voices can be represented or engaged. It's such a good, those two films together, I'm really excited about. I'm glad that spoke to you.
Yeah.
And that's at the Roland.
No, there's
and they're coming. Couple. The filmmaker is coming. Cameron Mitchell. Really terrific.
Is that right?
Yeah. Filmmaker who does work like this because he himself connects with the subject back to authenticity. Yeah. While these guys are reading, I can.
We got to stop because we got to move on.
They're reading the book, everyone. This is my visual. Wait,
the one I can't find it now. But the one with the prisoner, out of prison, is
well. The first
also
one, where, yeah. So that's so far so good. So far all good.
Yes.
It was at Tribeca. The one you want to come to that, that's during the day.
Okay.
And then the one, if you can't make that, there's another one called Free Leonard Peltier, which is our opening night film. We're going to have the Prison Journalism Project there talking to the director. Jesse Shortbull is going to be here, and he was up for an Oscar with his previous film.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, come and see movies. Opening night's going to be amazing.
I think the whole week is going to be amazing.
That's great.
It's phenomenal.
All right, we'll mention the website again is centerfilm.org.
Correct.
Everything in this catalog is on the website,
obviously.
Every
single thing and more because we have updates there.
Yeah, okay.
Just when you thought you saw enough.
This is I'm a history guy. That Nuremberg movie.
Oh, it's not to be missed.
I'm going to have to check my schedule for next Tuesday
night. And you can talk to the writer afterwards.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Well done. And take a deep breath and try to survive next week.
Yeah. You should have me on after.
For sure.
And then
we would
I don't think I'll have anything to say. I'll be exhausted. But I'll just sit here. I'll read while you talk.
How about it? That'll work.
That works.
No,
well, thanks for finding us and coming in here today.
Absolutely.
And thanks
for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for all you're doing, too. This really is special for this community. It really is. So thank you.
Thank you.